This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Law.
Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking with our buddy, the gentleman who is an expert in synthetic motor oil and in lubrication in general. Dan Watson is standing by, and we'll be taking calls at the usual number, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And that is a whole lot of you folks out there right now. We always enjoy visits with the CEO of TheLubePage.com. This gentleman has a very long resume, which includes over 25 years as an oil specialist. He's one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America, and he, like no other person on the face of the earth, knows oil better than anybody else. Let's go to the guest lines, powered by Hagerty, and welcome Dan Watson. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. As you know, Bob, on a rainy evening.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had an awful lot of rain of late.
And so everything, you sound stronger and stronger these days. It looks like you're really fully recovered from your physical challenges, and you sound great.
Thank you. I'm making some major significant progress, so looking forward to getting back to my old self. Well, the name of this program is, of course, Auto World. I started it way back when in 1992, so let's turn it into lubrication world for a moment. Dan, what's new in the lubrication world?
Well, Bob, you know, it never sits still. We continue to move along and develop new products, but in all of that, this last week I was conducting some training with some people in some of my retail stores, and to let people know, a lot of times people in the retail stores that have to sell things, they don't always know a whole lot about them. So what I try to do is, in places where I have a store that sells AMSOIL products and the owner will give me some time, I spend a little time and do some training with the clerks and the store people, the salespeople, so that they'll know a little bit about oil lubrication and synthetics, those kind of things, so they can be knowledgeable on it. Because when people are knowledgeable about stuff, they can help the customer out more than when they don't know anything about the product. So that's my goal, is to just make sure that they can answer a few questions and help out the customers. And what I found was a section that I've taught on before and may have even spoken once or twice about here on the radio. Really, they were like sponges soaking it up. And it's really, I call it, how do you read the bottle? What's on that oil bottle that you ought to know what it means and what it means to your vehicle or car? What does all that stuff mean? And I always take for granted, being in this business for the time I have, that it's probably information that everybody knows, but it's not. And the guys and the gals that I was giving this training to, when I finished, the ones that spoke to me, they said the most important thing they got out of my training was the part, how to read the bottle. So I thought, hey, you know, when I'm on the next time I'm on the radio with Bob, I ought to just talk about, for the consumer, how to read the bottle.
Yeah.
Because you got to get down to the basics. I mean, you walk into a store, you see this oil up on the shelf. So as a consumer, what does that stuff mean and what are you looking for? What's important to you? What do you need to be looking at? So we start out with the same thing, and you've heard me talk about this before, Bob. It's going to say right on that bottle something like 5W30, 5W20, 10W30, 5W40, 20W50. My goodness, lots of these numbers there that they keep telling you, and they got to mean something. Well, most people would be able to say an answer, well, I think that's how thick the oil is. Oh, that is true. That is true, knowing that those numbers actually represent the, what we call in the industry, the viscosity, and that is a more complex term meaning the resistance to flow, but thickness is not a bad way to look at it. And so you look at that and you say, well, okay, excuse me, if it means that, well, what does it mean? If I got a 30 weight and a 50 weight and a 20 weight, see, we use that term, it's from our slang of weight, okay, because actually if you weighed them on a scale, an accurate scale, the 50 weight would weigh more than the 30 weight, okay? So we look at that and say, well, what does it really mean? Well, here's the easiest way to understand it, folks. Viscosity or thickness of oil, if you had molasses, it would be very viscous, high viscosity. If you had water, it'd be very low viscosity. So you get the idea that this thick, gooey stuff is very viscous. This thin, runny stuff is not very viscous. Okay, so that means that a 50 is more viscous or thicker than a 20 or a 30 or a 40. So we have a scale here of how thick the oil is. Now, without getting into the engineering and getting too deep on that, I can tell all of our listeners that every lubrication engineer that's ever been trained would tell you that the highest number one consideration for applying the correct lubrication is applying the correct viscosity. You don't want it too thick and you don't want it too thin. Sounds like the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, but I mean, you don't want it too thick and you don't want it too thin. You want it to match up with what the mechanical engineers have provided so that you get the right thickness in the right place. Okay? So it's important. Anybody will tell you from engineering that making sure you have the right thickness. If I put a real thin oil into a place that requires thicker oil, I will have clearance that causes an actual lateral movement of the bearing because it doesn't have enough oil between the bearing faces to keep it steady, so it starts to move side to side. When it does that, it hammers and it'll beat the races of the bearing out around, and now you really got trouble and you hear the old knock, 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 knock going on. So I've got to stay with what the mechanical engineers designed for clearances and bearings, and I've got to get the right viscosity of oil in there. So when you look at that bottle and it says 5W20 versus 5W40, you got two numbers there. And we just read them off. 5W20, 5W40. Well, the second number is a true viscosity number. That's measured what we call operational viscosity at 212 degrees. That's exactly what every one of those numbers, every one of those products, it has that second number, the true viscosity. That's every one of them are tested the same way. They've got to be in the same in a band of viscosity in order to be called a 40 or to call a 30 or called a 50 or called a 60 or called a 20. Where we get a little bit more interesting is when we talk about that first number, because it's got a W behind it, 5W, 10W, 15W, 20W, in this combination of what we call multi-viscosity oils. Now, the term multi-viscosity means this oil can start, but you know, I don't want to get into that until we come back from the break, because I don't want to break it up, so I'll start that over.
That sounds like a great idea. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. If you've got a question, we'd love to help you out. 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're getting a little bit of instruction here from our go-to guy when it comes to lubrication. That's right, it's Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. He's telling us what's new in the lubrication world. And recently Dan did some retail instruction and did some translating of those numbers that are on the bottle or can of oil that you're picking up, and he found that the participants at the various retail stores that this was an extraordinarily important thing that they learned, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are learning it for the first time as well.
Well, Bob, let me go a step further and just explain to our listeners that why does this stuff even matter? I mean, why do you listen to it or try to figure out some of it? And the reason is because when you buy one of these incredibly well-manufactured automobiles today, you're the guy that will be the gatekeeper, so to speak, of making sure that only the best products go into that vehicle so that you can depend upon it for long-term service. Well, the manufacturer of the car calls for certain oils. And many times, I will tell you, you will run into people in different auto service centers and places who, I hate to say it, but they may not pay as much attention as you would to making sure that the exact right specific oil that goes in your vehicle goes in your vehicle. So the more you know about this lubrication product, just to understand what they're saying in your owner's manual and what they mean by what is written in there, so that when you ask for those products and somebody says, if, for example, if your car called for a 5W20 and someone said to you, well, you know, I think you'll be better off if you use a 5W50 because it's just too hot for that 20-weight oil and you need to use this 50-weight oil. Well, if you don't even know what those numbers mean, you have no way to challenge that statement. But knowing what the numbers mean, you can say, well, look, the guys that designed this car, they've called for this particular oil, and that's what meets my warranty. So I want to stay with this, and it does make a difference if it's a 50 or a 20, and my manufacturer says to run a 20, and I'm not as smart as my manufacturer and the guys that call that out, so I'm not going to choose to change it until they come out with some type of instruction that says it's time to change it to something different. So give me what the owner's manual says. That's what I want, because you know what it means. So this is not just knowledge to be sharp at the next cocktail party. This is knowledge that you can use to be guarding the care of your automobile and making sure that the right things are in it. A lot of these vehicles, if they get good quality lubrication and everything is done right and according to the owner's manual, you can get 300,000 miles out of these vehicles.
Now, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it, Bob? I mean, they're really well manufactured. Everybody talks about whether this one's better than that one. But if I bought a car in 1960 and expected to get past 100,000 miles before I had to have a valve job done, that would have been quite a story. No valve job required. I made it to 200,000. The valves are still going. No, we used to expect somewhere around 100,000 miles, you'd get a simple valve job and get back to get on the road again, and you'd go another 100,000 miles. Well, today, we don't even think about getting valve jobs.
Yeah.
You don't even hear the thing of, well, you got to get a valve job on it. It's not running right, you know? No, we don't hear that.
Absolutely. Let's go to the caller lines and welcome. Let's see. John in Texas. Welcome to Auto World, and say hello to Dan Watson.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, John. What's up?
I have a taxi cab, a 2013 Ford Edge that I use in South Texas. The thing oftentimes idles for 20 hours a day. It gets hot down here. I run the air conditioner. I lost the original engine in it with 127,000 miles on the odometer, but the mechanic pointed out to me that he thought it had probably closer to 300 because of the idle time. I figured 2.
Yeah.
Still didn't get the use out of that engine I wanted. We've got a replacement engine in it now. I've always used the 5W20 Ford motor oil that I buy at the stores, which is a semi-synthetic, a blend, and changed it about every 3,000 miles. I've been listening to you guys. I sit for long times listening to the radio, and you got me convinced that this AMS oil is the way to go. My mechanic says that the 5W20 is done by the manufacturers to improve fuel efficiency And he really, on his own cars, he doesn't recommend it. He just says on his own cars he would go with a different weight oil. I did the best I could, came up with a 10W30 signature oil and did the replacement, here about 3,000 miles ago. I would want your advice on weight and oil change intervals.
Okay. You bring up one thing that's very important, and I'm glad you did, and that's idle time, because as you pointed out, your idle time, that engine's running whether that vehicle's putting anything on the odometer or not. So what we typically convert on that is 40 miles per hour. So if you idled for 100 hours, it'd be the same as 4,000 miles when we're talking about mileage for oil changes. But what I would recommend to you in that vehicle, first thing you should do, you can buy them for under 50 bucks usually from one of the auto parts stores, is to get yourself a small hour meter that you can attach to the car and begin to do all of your maintenance intervals on the hour meter, not the odometer. Because using 40 miles per hour, you could say that if you wanted to change the oil every 10,000 miles, then you'd change it at 250 hours. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And all of the fleet police cars today all come with hour meters, and Ford, for their warranty aspects in the police fleets, they require them to do what they call an idle factor, or to use the just straight use the hour meter, or create what they call an idle adjustment factor that would tell them that when they look on the odometer and it says they've been 3,000 miles due to how much they average idle, they've really been 4,500 or 5,000, whatever that idle correction factor turns out to be. So that point that you're on top of is very good, and it's very important. Here's the thing with the 20-weight oil, and you picked a good one, the 10W30. Here's what you got. Some vehicles have critical variable valve timing, and some of them actually have what they call cylinder resting programs and functions, and all of those are more critically associated with the correct viscosity because they work off of that. Now, I know we're headed to a break, but if you can stay on, you've asked a very good question, and I'd really like to answer it for you. So,
absolutely, John,
stay with us through the break.
Stay right where you are, and anybody else who would like to call in, we're taking those calls at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. We're having a great discussion between John in Texas and Dan Watson, the CEO of TheLubePage.com. And Dan, sometimes those hard network breaks sneak up on us, but you've set the stage now to help John out further.
What we're saying, John, is that where you get into this warranty issues and they get really touchy is because these systems that change your timing, it's called variable valve timing of valves in some of these engines, if the oil is not quick enough to respond because it's thick, it may cause a delay. And that can cause a little bit of a runnability problem. It's usually the worst when it's cool enough that the oil is at its thickest point. But the other one is in these resting cylinders, that gets much more complicated. But some of these engines actually will be a V8 and it'll rest a couple of cylinders. So it's running as a 6-cylinder. And then the next time it'll rest a different 2 cylinders as it's running as a 6-cylinder to save fuel and to rest itself. But what happens is they really have to stop putting enough oil into the lifters to get those valves to lift in those resting cylinders. And what happens is that you can have some unusual cam wear in those situations. Now, your question, though, you put the 10W30 in, and I'm going to tell you that that's an okay choice. And if everything's running fine, you made a good choice. What I typically recommend where we've got a situation with a commercial type application where somebody's really pushing a truck or a van or this type of taxi cab, Amsoil makes in the Signature Series oil a 0W30. Okay, now why I go to the 0W30 is because that oil has better flow characteristics in cool weather than a 5W20. And it's a 0W, so it has a better cold weather rating. So I go with that one to keep people out of trouble of having any kind of these variable valve or resting cylinder types, because I don't know the engine specifically to know which one falls into that category. Yes. Hello?
I'm the guy on the radio.
Yes, sir. Yes. So what I'm saying is that the 10W30 will be fine. Signature Series is the correct one you want because it's the absolute bulletproof oil. The next time that you would change it, look for the 0W30 Signature oil instead of the 10W, just to make sure you never have any hesitation or runnability problems associated with the variable valve timing system. Now, you ask how long can you run this oil? Well, you're in what we call a fully commercial application with heavy idling. What I recommend in that application for Signature Series is 15,000 miles or 400 hours, okay, whichever comes first. And so that's why if you're paying attention to how much you idle, if you idle as much as you're in motion, then obviously when you get to 7,500 miles, you'll have enough idling time that would be the same as 15,000 miles. Or you can also buy that hour meter I'm talking about and just follow that hour meter, and when you hit 400 hours, it's time to change the oil and filter and go at it again. And you'll do well with that. In fact, there's an excellent taxicab report on transmission oil and engine oil that I have available that if you go to the lubepage.com and just jot on there, say, Dan, it's John, send me that report on the taxicab fleet. I'll send it out to you, and you'll get to see what went on with automatic transmission fluid and engine oil in that taxicab fleet. It's very, very impressive testing done in Las Vegas. It was pretty hot in Las Vegas when they did the test. So does that help you with the question?
Yes, it does. Temperatures here in the summertime seldom get above 100, but the radiated heat off the concrete, which is where I'm sitting, is about 130.
So oh, yeah.
That engine gets extremely hot.
Yeah.
And you would say the 30 weight rather than a 40.
Wouldn't go to the 40. You don't need to go to the 40. I can tell you that 0W30, the upper end of it, and in a lot of cases, if it wasn't for the way they set up the valve system, in most cases with the 5W20 Signature Series oil, I don't think you could potentially have a problem. But the thing is, you idle so much that oil is going to have an unusual amount of contamination from combustion byproducts in it. And so in that case, having that one grade up thicker is going to guarantee that you never have a problem with the oil being thinner than what you expect because of maybe some fuel contamination and other things from that excessive idling.
Okay. So 0W30, 400 hours. And roughly how many miles would that be if we were just going by miles?
It would be 15,000, basically, 16,000, because 400, we use 40 miles per hour. So 400 hours would be 16,000 miles. Now, the oil's rated to go up to 25,000, but my experience is when we get into a real commercial high idle system, about 15 or 16,000 miles is as much as we want to push it.
Scares me to death the thought of going 15,000 miles on an oil change.
Well, you don't have to just jump out there and do that, but what I would tell you is that when you get in touch with me on the website and I have your email and those kind of things to talk back and forth, you can go out on the oil to 7,500 and I can tell you how to get an oil analysis done on it and see what it says, because I always believe that if we do the chemical analysis, that tells us what's going on and takes out all the guesswork.
Yeah, I worked for trucking companies years ago that do that, pull a sample out. One other thing, I can't find your product down here in South Texas. I bought this that I've got now online. I think there's a couple of gas stations here that do commercial services using your product, but I haven't contacted them about buying oil from them.
Well, here's the thing that I would tell you, and I don't normally go this far because I try not to be too pushy on the air, if you know what I mean. But as an AMSOIL distributor myself, if when you go on that website of mine and give me your information, AMSOIL has a wholesale factory direct program called the Preferred Customer Program. Basically, you'll get it at about 30, 35% off of the online retail price. And if you buy $100 worth of or more, they'll ship it to you freight free. And
that'd be two oil changes.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that it is, I have 2,000 of these preferred customers sprinkled all across the country. I've had some for as many as 20 years. So it turns out that most people that use it find it to be very economical, affordable, and they keep using the products because the products are great.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I wish I was a little younger. I'd look into doing that. But I like your oil so far. I could hear the difference in the way this engine runs with your oil in it. I really could.
Well, that's good.
I'm 70 years old, and I've been messing with internal combustion engines for 60. And people laugh at me, but I could hear the difference. After this engine ran a few minutes, I could hear the difference in the way this engine ran.
That oil has about four times the average oil's film strength, meaning that it can hold two metal parts separated up to four times the pressure of most other average oils. So it's real hard for you to get a heavy clattering knock in it because it keeps everything well separated.
Thank you very much for your help.
All right, John, good luck.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Good day.
And John, again, just send Dan Watson an email at theloopage.com and he can communicate with you back and forth. And what a great call that was, and pointed out a number of things that I didn't think about, the idling problem in police vehicles, in taxis, and in different shuttle buses. And so when we come back on the other side, we'll continue to tell you what's new in the lubrication world, and we'll also take any additional calls or emails, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Dan Watson is with us, CEO of LubePage.com. We're finding out what's new in the lubrication world and lining up any calls. And, of course, I've got a number of emails here as for you as well. Dan, it was interesting hearing about the idle factor and the fact that police cars now have a timer built into it. I mean, for years the police cars were the traditional overhead valve 5-liter V8 in the Ford Crown Victoria, but now you see police cars that are using multi-valve engines for the first time, overhead cam engines for the first time. And you mentioned also to John in Texas about what the different manufacturers have different words for, but cylinder deactivation, where a V8 will go to a 4. This is becoming more and more common, and if you're not protected oil-wise, I could see it causing a lot of havoc.
Well, Bob, that's a good topic to talk about for just a minute, because what happens in those cylinders, you got to get kind of mechanical here, but just let me put it in these words. I've got a roller cam, meaning, folks, that I've got a little roller on the end of a lifter that rides over the camshaft lobe so that it then actually lifts the valve. Okay, now, these rollers, they're fine, but here's the problem. I cut back on the oiling to actually reduce, discharge or bring down the hydraulic lifter so that when this thing would be rolling over the camshaft, it doesn't actually operate the valve because I've turned that cylinder off. So I don't need that. I don't want that valve opening and closing. I don't want the intake valve to open and suck air in there and then just be having to compress air with the other working cylinders. That would be like a job. It'd be like running an air compressor for no reason, okay? So I don't do that. But when I take the charge out of that hydraulic lifter and it's shortened, what happens is it no longer has the regular spring pressure from the lifter pushing down against it, so it's riding on that camshaft nice and even. What happens is it sort of bounces over it. And I know that sounds terrible, but that's kind of what it's doing. The problem is if you get down into 20-weight oils, they don't give you the kind of protection that you'd really like in that bounce. And sometimes that bouncing will cause that roller to get stuck. It's just little needle bearings that hold it in place. And if that roller no longer rolls, then when it turns that cylinder back on and all the oil comes, it charges it back up, it's ready to go. But when the camshaft lobe comes around, that roller won't roll, so it slides over the cam. Well, that's the same thing the old solid lifters used to do, slide over the cam. Now, we talk about solid lifters and in cars and what we say, oh, yeah, that's those cars back there with solid lifters. You need oil that's got high zinc and phosphorus in it in order to have no wear on that cam due to that sliding action. Unfortunately, what the EPA require in these newer oils, they reduce the zinc and phosphorus. Okay, so now I put a 20-weight oil in. It's got a very light, thin film, and it really requires very good zinc and phosphorus not to have any wear, yet I took the zinc and phosphorus down to a lower level. I've created the perfect situation to cause cam wear. So when you've got these engines that have a cylinder resting program, I will give you the best advice I can if you've got one. Go somewhere and buy 0W30 AMSOIL Signature Series oil. It's the very best guard that you can get against that situation. A lot of these vehicles are calling for 520. If they didn't have that resting procedure, you'd probably run 520 for 200,000 or 300,000 miles if it was a good solid synthetic like AMSOIL, and you'd get good protection. But unfortunately, people are using low-grade 5W20s, and we're having lots of camshaft problems in those applications. So the best thing to protect yourself, again, 0W30 AMSOIL Signature Series oil. Look right on the label. It says 100% synthetic, and it says it's a new improvement in that oil, 70% more protection than the previous oil that we had just a year ago. They have beefed that up. That is the toughest in the Signature Series oil by AMSOIL. They have the toughest anti-wear, the most protection that you can buy in any oil available to street model cars in the country. It's just fantastic oil. And there's places where this 520 is that if you went to the 0W30 in these particular applications, you might save yourself wearing an engine out, like John talked about, only after 110,000 miles. That 110,000 miles is nothing on these new engines. If you don't get 250,000 out of it, something's being done wrong. They're very good engines. They'll go a lot longer than 110,000 miles. So I'm glad you revisited that, Bob, because it's an important thing for people to understand. It's not the fault of any one thing. It seems to be the perfect storm. I create new technology, and at the same time, the EPA says lower your zinc and phosphorus, and they also say get better fuel economy. So they make the oil lighter to get better fuel economy, and they take some of the zinc and phosphorus out of it. And then over here, the mechanical engineers have made a system that works terrific, but it's really hard on the camshaft unless I have a thicker oil with better protection characteristics than the 5W20 with low zinc and phosphorus. So it does get complicated, doesn't it, Bob?
It sure does. It's a complicated world, and as you say and I say, I mean, this is a golden age of vehicles, but this technology requires some special care. We got an email question from Mike, and the question from Mike is, gas additive can I use to clean the valves in my EcoBoost engine? EcoBoost is Ford's revisit with turbocharging, and back years ago we had turbos, but they caused a lot of problems in vehicles, but the computing power wasn't there. Today you're seeing Ford use this on engines all the way from a three-cylinder engine in the Fiesta to their Halo supercar, the Ford GT, which has this 3.5 liter engine, which in a Taurus was putting out 350, but in the Ford GT is putting out more like 650. So EcoBoost engine owners, listen up.
It is a tremendous engine, Bob. You just touched on it. That's a powerhouse engine. And listen, I would never shy away from that engine. But when it comes to what this fellow's asking about cleaning his valves with the gas additive, guess what? That's a direct injected engine. And what does that mean? That means it's got an injector in the cylinder, just like a diesel. It puffs the gasoline in, and then the spark is set off. Nothing, no gas or fuel is coming through the intake valve. So if I don't have any fuel coming in via the intake valve, I can't put an additive in that fuel to clean the intake valve because there's no fuel coming in through that air intake. So what happens is we're getting a carbon residue, a buildup on that intake valve. We're getting to where it doesn't seal as well as you want it to. And what they're saying is that they have cleaning methods for this, and most of the dealerships now have a relatively inexpensive procedure. That, when I say that, these days nothing is cheap, but I think it's around $200-$250. And a lot of people are finding with these direct injected engines that somewhere around 100,000 miles, give or take 20,000 miles, they need to have this process done because there is no fuel additive that will clean it. This doesn't exist. Now, the fuel additive will help clean the injector tip, make sure you're getting good injector, and there are fuel additives, one from AMSOIL called Performance Improver, that will clean a lot of carbon off the top side of that piston and give you good things, but you can't clean a surface that you can't touch. And so since nothing touches the backside of the intake valve except air, you have to have it professionally cleaned. So, and the answer to this question is there's not an additive that will clean the intake valve. When the intake valve gets dirty enough, Bob, it is a valve that seals, right? So when the compression's coming up, that valve shuts. But if it's not sealing real well, it'll allow some compression to escape. You start losing some power because it's escaping past that valve. Now, also, as it escapes long enough through that valve, it'll start to cause wear on the valve seat. So then you could have trouble with, you know, further problems. So you really just have to have them cleaned. And like I said, there's a, you remember the service people called MotorVac, Bob?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, MotorVac is the type of service they're talking about. They're able to actually clean all of the intake, manifold, all the passages, and the valves, and they're able to clean the top of the pistons and any residual carbon and stuff that's in there and bring it out like it went onto the showroom. So that's all you can do. I'm sorry, there's not an additive in a direct injected engine to fix that problem.
Give out your phone number and email real quick for us, Dan.
Yes, you can reach me at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or 800-370-2986.
Thank you so much, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCN Live. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.